It is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. It's a football Tuesday. One of the things we periodically do on this show, and I try to pick my right times to do
this.
Pick
your spots.
Pick the spots because you can't always just reach out to the great beyond and pull people in to be part of your show. It's just not easily done. And we get a lot of good guests on this show, but this guy is special because to get him, again, you got to reach out to what I call the great wrestling ring in the sky because he's no longer with us. He's dead, and we get him back. And it's a segment we like to call Bringing Randy Macho Man Savage Back from the Dead. So we're going to do that right now because I think it's time after a performance like Sunday's game and all the questions that are lingering from that to get some perspective from above. So we welcome in right now Randy Macho Man Savage. Macho, just your take on where this Browns team is after Sunday's loss to Detroit.
Well, Notorious, I appreciate you reaching out to me from up above. Yeah, because I got some things to say about the Cleveland Browns. You know, the Macho Man WrestleMania 4 walked out with the title. Yeah, got it done. WrestleMania 5, not so much. Mega powers collide. Yeah, they explode and the Hulkster beat me. So I was 1-1 in two big matches. 500, yeah, that was my winning percentage. Just like the Browns right now, 3-3. But I'll tell you what, I don't like this talk about a lack of effort. Because if the Macho Man was one thing, he gave 100%, 1,000% of the time. And that's what the Cleveland Browns need to do. Yeah, sometimes you got the talent, but sometimes you need to have the heart and the effort. And I want to see the Browns come out and put all these silly questions about their effort to bed. Yeah, go into Aaron Rodgers, say, discount, double check my elbow in your face. Yeah, and then drop that elbow on him. Alex Smith, you're not that good. We all know that your defense is good. Well, ours is better. Yeah, we're going to take down the Chiefs too. So that's what I want to see happen for the next 2 weeks with the Cleveland Browns. And I'll tell you what, I've seen some quarterbacks up here who have been buried over 2,000 years get the ball out faster than Brandon Whedon. But hopefully he can work on that. He still has time. Yeah. Dig it.
Macho, that was great. We always love that perspective. That nailed it. You summed it up so perfectly. And again, we thank you. And to pull you from the great beyond to do that.
Never a problem for you, Vic. Yeah.
Thank you, Macho, so much. All right, we are, again, on a Football Tuesday. We give it to you from all angles, folks. That's why you come to this show. That's what you come to depend on.
Definitely why they come
right?
to the show.
Absolutely. From all perspectives. And we're going to have, later in this hour, we're going to do a after further review, something new that we're going to bring into the show. Dave DiNatale, our producer, is going to ask us some questions. Macho's back to the great ring in the sky, but the two of us will handle that. You're going to hear from Gerard Cherry also, and we want to hear from you. More of your calls, and I know we got a pretty good full bank of them, 216-578-0850 on a Football Tuesday on CBD, ESPN 850, WKNR. Please don't.